Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好 ，Hello and welcome to Cantonese Survival Phrases, brought to you by CantoneseClass101.com. My name is Nicole, and I'll be your language teacher and cultural guide throughout this course.This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Hong Kong or anywhere else in the Cantonese world. You'll be surprised at how far a little Cantonese will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com, and there you will find the accompanying PDF and additional info in this post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Cantonese Survival Phrases Lesson 11, Entering a Restaurant.There is a wide variety of Cantonese dishes, and your job as a visitor is to try as many different food as possible. However, before you start eating, you have to get to table. In today's lesson, we'll cover getting to the table in a restaurant. In Hong Kong, when entering a restaurant, or what would be more commonly known as tan pang in Cantonese, one rarely gets seated by the waiter or waitress. The customers often have to find their own table.However, there are occasions where you will be asked the question, how many people in your party? So practicing it will come in handy at some point. How many people are you in Cantonese? Is 幾多位? Let's hear it once again. 幾多位? 幾多位? First word, 幾多, in Cantonese means how many. 幾多, 幾多。Finally, we have 喂, second rising tone, 喂, which in Cantonese means seat. 喂, 喂, and the whole sentence sounds like this. 幾多位? How many people are you? 幾多位? Or literally, how many seats? 幾多位? Now, let's go over how to answer. In Cantonese, you would respond by telling the waiter or waitress,三位, which in English means we are three, or literally three seats. Let's break down these words and hear them one more time. 三位, 三位. The first sound we hear is number three, 三, 三. And the second one we just learned, 位, 位, 三位.Three seats, or we are three. Now we're going to review some numbers in Cantonese in case your party happens to be bigger. The numbers 1 through 5 is 一、二、三、四、五。Let's hear them one more time. 一、one. 二、two. 三、three.Say 4, 五, 5. 一, 二, 三, say 五, 1 through 5. You could also say we're four people, which in Cantonese is say 喂, say 喂, say 喂, 4 seats. Now let's hear it once again, say 喂.But if you're just one person, the proper answer to the question is 一位, which means one person, one seat. 一位, 一位. Or you can say 一個人, one person. 一個人. Now the first sound, 一, is number one. 個 is the measure word for people, or for anything else. It's the most common measure word in Cantonese.But you don't have to worry about it for now. 個人 is people or person. 人一個人 one person, or I'm alone. Now let's hear the phrase again. 一個人 one person. 一個人 Now let's go over all the phrases we learned. The first one is a question. How many people are you? 幾多位幾多位And you can answer with three. 三位三位 Or you can say we're four people. 四位 四位 And sometimes you go there alone. 一位一位 Or 一个人一个人 Eating out is one of the greatest pleasures of Hong Kong traveling. The warm atmosphere and the happy people will make it an unforgettable experience. Now if you go to a 餐厅 a Hong Kong restaurant, taking a seat at an empty table is the most common way.Of course, if you learned very useful survival phrases today, you should try to use them. However, knowing which restaurant to go can be very difficult because Hong Kong has like 5 restaurants on every corner. This is your chance to ask the locals for the recommendations. You do this by saying, 邊間餐廳好啊? Which literally means, which 餐廳 do you prefer? Or which 餐廳 is good? Let's hear it again.邊間餐廳好啊? Which 餐廳 is good? Going with the local favorite is always your best bet. Okay, to close out today's lesson, we'd like you to practice what you've just learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud. You have a few seconds before I give you the answers. 加油! How many people are you?
几多位?
We're 3.
三位?
We're 4.
四位?
Only 1.
一位 or 一个人?
Alright, that about does it for today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Nicole.And remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and pick up the PDF. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a post. Bye-bye.